In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. We're on the other side of Bright Week. The other name for Bright Week is Renewal Week, Diaknesmos, the week of renewal. And this Sunday, in ages past, was also called Renewal Sunday. And it's celebrated, as Gregory Nazianzus in his homily says, why do we need to have Renewal Sunday? He asked this question. Weren't we renewed last week? You know, wasn't all things made new in the light of his resurrection? Was not our church filled with song and jubilation and joy and tear and all the kind of things that you want to have? Yes, he says. He says, actually, that what happens at the resurrection is the boundary between grave and resurrection is erased. But what happens in this Renewal Sunday is that we get to personally appropriate it, having basked, let it set in for a week of the newness that happened. Yeah. Because it's not enough for us to find new life. To just look at the cross, as we did on Good Friday, and say, Jesus died for your sins, be sorry. And it's not enough to say, Jesus rose from the dead and be happy. I, Father Andrew, cannot micromanage your feelings. I can't pull a lever in you to make you feel happy or sad. But God can work within us to adjust our vision, to see the cross from what it is, to adjust our vision to see the resurrection for what it is. It's a springtime. It's a springtime that just doesn't bud forth here below, but the true springtime up above. It connects us to that. How does he work within us? But through the sacraments of the church, through baptism, the grace of God, the Holy Spirit, is placed into our hearts. And all you who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, hallelujah. So he can begin working within you and enlighten you. That's why baptism is called illumination. That's why we have regular access to Holy Confession, so that we can continue to experience what John Chrysostom said and I talked about, the forgiveness that has risen from the grave that can change the weather in your life, if you let it. So that God can nurture you from the inside out in the Eucharist, and educate you. As the prayer of St. Basil that we prayed all through Lent said, grant that the communion gives us a faith that cannot be vanquished and a love that cannot pretend, a wisdom that overflows. Faith, love, wisdom. All of these things are given to us. Faith, not just I believe, but the actual act of seizing with our eyes of our heart who God is, believing, acting. Just like I believe that when I take a next step, that God's not going to somehow pull the rug under me. It's an act of faith every time we take a step that we're not falling into a hole. It's an act of faith. But to educate that faith, a love that overflows. Yeah. And wisdom, insight into life itself. The wisdom that overflows foundationally from this gospel. This is a really beautiful gospel because the gospel at the beginning and at the end is just sort of tied up like a beautiful piece of art. Yeah? We begin in the Gospel of John that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This great affirmation that takes us right into the heart of the Trinity Himself. Shows us what's going on there, who the Lord is, this Father and the Son and the Spirit. Yeah? And by the end, we have Thomas, who can place his finger into Jesus' own side, into his very heart, and say what John knew from the beginning, "My Lord and my God." What a beautiful gift that John reveals to us in his gospel, who God is in himself, and that we human beings have access to that. Yeah? This liturgy is nothing short of the wound of God in which we put ourselves into the heart of God's own inner life, Father, Son, and Spirit. We get to know Him, be with Him, let Him transform us, forgive us, just as He forgave Thomas and the apostles in the upper room. We can be reconciled to Him. We can rejoice with Him, just as the disciples shouted to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord," Jesus said. The disciples say to Thomas. Beautiful thing to be here and privileged in this place, to be in the heart of God, to be renewed from the inside out, to know who He is, yeah? To know Him not as a stranger, but as a friend and follower. It's the gift of Renewal Week. It's the gift that we'll keep on giving throughout Pascha. It's the gift that He's given in a very particular way to St. Mary's Byzantine Catholic Church. Our story is a story of renewal. It's a story that God has bestowed a grace of newness, a new springtime to this community, to each and every one of you, me. Laura and I are blessed to be a part of it. Yeah? And we're inside it. Right now, we're inside of its buds. It's transforming people next to you. I want to interrogate your heart and see whether or not it's hard, whether or not it's in need of more forgiveness, it's in need of more access to the sacraments, whether it's in need of more recognition of what baptism means and what baptismal life means. Recognize more and more what this Eucharistic sacrifice means. Because it's only through the sacrifice of the cross that Thomas can come to recognition of who truly that God is in himself. That's why he has to put his finger in the wounds, right? So, a couple practical ways to do that. Confession's not over. Every Saturday, every Sunday, a couple practical ways to do that. Be a part of the newness. One thing I would ask each and every one of you, even if you're not coming to the gala, we're going to have Vespers at 4:30 p.m. before the gala starts. Bishop Robert McClory is going to be here. Bishop Robert Pipta is going to be here. The entire Byzantine Catholic community of Chicagoland is going to be here, a little bit from St. Nicholas, a little bit from St. Michael's. Even a few from Cleveland are coming. The entire city of Whiting is going to be here. Certainly the people that have been able to care about us most in these days. And they're all going to be gathering together in prayer with Vespers before we begin the gala. So even if you're not coming, let's make that a priority. This is one way to show up. Greet the heads of our churches, to greet and be with this community, and to be with each other and to celebrate renewal. At the beginning, this is really the beginning, middle, and end of everything we do, this worship, right? And even all the fundraising that we want to do in the gala is really at the service of making sure that we're sustaining the very instruments of renewal in this, in our community. And that's this church. That's this worship, right? So we want to do that. 4:30 a.m., it's a good way to walk on this path of renewal. And with that, I wish you, let's get back to the show. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Christ is risen.